Praise the Lord.
Now and forever.
I just came back from home after 1 month vacation. So in India, it's like 85-90 temperature. So coming back with 30 below 30 temperature. It's a big, you know. While I was coming, you know, there was just a wonderful miracle happened, you know, while I was coming back from home. Just wanted to share with you. It touched my heart, you know, really. I was coming back from Dubai to Boston. It's a 14 hours flight. So they took the flight 8:30 and they were going to the flight was moving towards the runway. Just before the runway, they realized the air condition broke. Can you believe that one? Just before, and then they have to take the flight back to the terminal. And you think about, imagine that if they were to take off that flight, so it would have been really horrible. So I was thinking, you know, how God always protect for us, you know. Always there, his helping hand is there. I was actually praying and asking Holy Spirit, what do I need to give for this mini teaching? You know, I got an inspiration. When you come for worship, you know, we need to have a certain body languages. And that's very, very important. And Bible teaches almost 7 body languages. I would like to, you know, give that. That's very important. You may think it is too small or little, not that significant, but it is very much significant. Book of chapter 63, verse 4, it says, I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. So, the first thing is that when you come to pray, you lift up your hands. Okay, let's all lift up our hands. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So, that is very, very important. You know, you lift up your hands. And you praise, you know, I like our music ministry here. They are really vibrant. You know, when they sing, they dance and sing. That's very important. And the second thing, book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 31. Then the people of Israel were convinced that the Lord had sent Moses and Aaron when they heard that the Lord was concerned about them and had sent seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. And this is very, very important. First, we raise the hand, and also we bow down. This creates a sense of divine, you know, in us. That is very important. And then, again, Psalm 47, verse 1, clap your hands, all people, shout to God, with the loud songs of joy. Let's all clap our hands. And 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 12. Then Solomon stood before the altar, and the Lord in front of the whole assembly of Israel, and spread out his hands. You know, he literally spread out his hands. That's all, just spread out hands. You know, what does it mean when you spread out the hands?
Surrender.
You know, I was coming through the airport. When they have a security checking, what they do? You have to do. Because it simply says that I do not resist. I do not resist. So before God, you know, it has great meaning, you know, when you just spread your hands, that means, Lord, I don't resist. I'm completely yours. You know, you can use that. Psalm 95, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down, and let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. So when we kneel down, so it has a great impact, you know, in our life. That means we actually admit the Lord in our life. And the sixth, book of Job, chapter 1, verse 20. At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship, prostrate. That is the ultimate, you know, absolute surrender to the Almighty God. And book of Samuel, 2 Samuel, verse, chapter 6, verse 16. As the ark of the Lord was entering the city of David, Michael's daughter Saul watched from a window, and when she saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord. So the Ark of the Covenant was coming to the city of David. So what David did? Leaping and dancing before the Lord. Now, why did I say this one? Because a couple of weeks ago, you know, I had a couple of experiences. It really struck my heart. When we go to celebrate the Eucharist, you know, I saw a person just before the consecration time, a person sitting, you know, just standing, you know, this really, you know, what is the reverence that we show? And then I have seen people, you know, during the Mass. Have you seen that one? Have you noticed? We have lost the sense of reverence. So that's where we need to understand. We need to have this, you know, when we do, when we clap, when we lift, when we, you know, spread, we knee. So that's all showing the reverence to the Almighty God. So Holy Spirit was inspiring to say, for I don't know for what reason, but let us all to have that reverence before the altar or wherever we gather, when we come for worshiping, once we do that, we know that, you know, we completely surrender our life to the hands of God, we will surely enjoy the presence of God. The very presence of God in our life, in our mind, in our heart, we will surely enjoy. May God bless you.